Warning, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Listener, discretion is advised. What?
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Okay. Who wrote that?
Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, okay. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 25th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 137,
Florida Man goes to Chipotle for a taco.
Florida Man asks the wrong person for directions.
The FBI ain't nothing to fuck with.
I'm sensing a theme here. We're going gangster this week, is that?
Wu-Tang.
Okay. And we find more evidence that Florida woman can get violent when she's horny.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Oh, shit.
So, Phil, I have a confession to make.
What did you do? I don't care. As long as it didn't involve clowns or Walmart.
It involves 50% of that.
Oh, what'd you do to the clown?
I did not. It does not involve a clown. Although said Walmart employees.
You went to the Walmart?
Went to the Walmart at 10.
We've talked about this.
At 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Are you dumb?
The wife dragged me. So it was the
did
whole.
Did you need condoms or something?
No,
why?
The whole family went. I don't even remember what we went there for.
Jail? KY jail? Why? No. There is no reason to go to the Walmart at 10 o'clock.
The daughter needed something, and the wife needed something, and they needed a bodyguard, apparently. So it was fine. It was fine. It was perfectly fine. We got what we needed. I actually found a sweater that was on clearance that was marked $8. So I was like, oh, this is worth the $8 sweater. And then when I finally got it rung up, it was only $1. So bonus there. But
you bought a dollar sweater.
Well, I thought I was buying an $8 sweater.
Now, let's be clear. Now,
it's got a hood on it.
That's a hoodie, yeah. Not a sweater. A sweater is a knit.
Well, it is knit.
Or a wool.
It is knit. It is a knit sweater with a hood on it.
Is it fleece?
No.
All right, it's a real sweater then. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So
why do you need a sweater? There's a reason it's a dollar, because nobody else in Southwest Florida needed a sweater.
Well, yeah, it was on clearance.
Where are you going to wear it?
I'm going to wear it camping this weekend because it's going to be fucking cold.
I know, right? I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. And I'll have
I'm rolling out Friday morning. You're rolling out Thursday because yes. We get to go see the man, the myth, the legend, Willie Nelson Thursday night.
You're going to still be running off a contact high.
I may still be stoned by the time I get to the campsite.
But anyway, so back to my Walmart story. We're done. We've got all the stuff we want. We proceed to the checkout lanes, and it's not checkout lanes. It's checkout lane.
As in singular.
They had one register open.
At the Walmart.
At the Walmart.
And how many people were in line?
There were about, I want to say, 8 to 10 people with full carts in the line that was manned. Now, there was the self-checkout.
Correct.
Which had about twice as many people. And it had, you know, their regular, like, 10 self-checkout stations in said checkout area. Of which 4 were not operational.
Broke.
Yeah. Lights flashing on a couple of them. One of them was just all opened up so you could see the inside guts of this machine.
Oh. And probably a clue that it's inoperable.
Right. And then another one had a sign on it. There was actually one that had a sign that says out of order. So of the other ones, they were, I don't know if they were doing a system update. I wouldn't think 10 o'clock Eastern on a Saturday night would be the best time for them to do a system update.
Right.
Seeing as how they've got stores in the other time zones and we're the earliest. So, I mean, get out to California is going to be like 6 p.m. That's prime shopping time still. But all the registers were going super slow. So, like, you would scan.
Beep.
Scan.
Beep.
We get to my. Oh, so we got a pump because we have the $5 or 5 gallon water delivery to our house. So we're taking camping with us. We got a little pump to put on top of one of those. So we don't have to, you know, carry 10 jugs of water. We just get the one big 5 gallon one. And we just pump the water out of it when we use water. So anyway, that thing scanned error. So we had to wait for the
And we use the term loosely.
The overworked Walmart staff, who was, they had three women manning the self-checkout area, one of whom had just left to go find a manager because the manager wasn't answering the radio, and two others were helping customers having similar problems to us. So we had to wait for her, one of them, to come and help us. And so she comes, she puts in her numbers, and then waits, because the whole thing is like on a 5-second delay. So she types in her numbers, and like 5 seconds later, you see the feedback where it's showing what buttons she pushed on the screen. Typed in the number wrong. Had to retype the number in. Goes to scan the thing again. Error. Oh, I've never seen that before.
So it's free?
Oh, no, it's not free. She finally gets the other woman to come over and help her. And what you got to do is you got to type in the UPC code, even though it scanned the UPC code. Types it in. It rings up twice.
Okay.
So, okay, I'll
void one of them.
Void one of them. Right. Nope. She thinks she has to void both of them. So we ring it in again. Shows up on the keypad as voided. Doesn't show up on the screen as voided. So that's why she voided it twice. So, all right, we scan it again. Finally, after like, it literally took us probably 15 to 20 minutes to check out with 7 or 8 items. Nice time saving.
What if it gets better?
It gets better. The couple next to us at the other register, they have to ring in their whole fucking order again because the system shut down on their, the computer shut down on theirs and restarted. And they had their, like, they were grocery shopping. They had like a whole cart full of groceries. He was pissed. She was like, no, just calm down. So we get ours taken care of. We pay. I'm looking at the receipt. They didn't void either one of the two pumps. So we paid for three times paid for this pump where we just got one, and they voided my $1 sweater. All right. So we go to the lady again. She knows that she was the one that voided it out. We're like, look, it didn't come off.
Well, you gave me a $1 sweater for free.
I didn't even mention that to her. I just showed it wasn't this that got voided off. Can we revoid this? No, I got to have a manager do that. Okay. Can you call him? No, the girl with the radio left to go find the manager. You know what you should do? You should go down to the other checkout lane. She's got a phone on her register that she could call the manager, the one cashier who's actually being a cashier.
Okay.
So we go down over there. My wife tells this cashier, yeah, the your coworkers over at the self-checkout told us to come and have you call for a manager on the phone because the machine rang us up like several times for one item. Oh, okay. So my wife turns around as the woman's picking up the phone. As soon as she sees my wife turn around, she hangs the phone back up. Didn't call.
That went over well.
I pointed this out to my wife because I was watching her the cashier the whole time. It's like, she didn't call. She's like, what? It's like, no, as soon as you turned around, she hung that phone back up. So she goes back over there. And as she walks over there, the customer that she was ringing up at the time finished, is taking her stuff. And then she goes and picks up the phone as she sees my wife going over there. And then she proceeds to call the manager up. We waited like 5-10 more minutes for a manager. Manager comes. He goes to one of the other registers. Can't figure out how to get into that register to void our two items. So he has to go back to the woman cashier and interrupt her. Wait for her to finish ringing up who she was ringing up again, and then interrupted her whole line to refund us the two pumps.
What have we learned from this, Joel?
Don't go to fucking Walmart.
How many times have I said this? We've been doing this episode for a year and a half now.
Almost 2 years now.
Almost 2 years. And you won't listen.
137 episodes, and I still can't get it right. Well, it was not my idea to go to Walmart at 10 o'clock at night. I got that going.
I have no sympathy for you. You know better. You know better.
You're right. I do.
You should have put your foot down and said, no. Phil said we should never go to Walmart, especially after dark.
Oh, I was going to send you a picture of where I was at 10 o'clock at night, and she was like, you better not.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, on a happier note, we are leaving. You're leaving Thursday. I'm leaving Friday.
Yeah.
For a little getaway to Polk County.
Mm-hmm. I might have to stop at the Walmart in Polk County.
You go right ahead, brother. I will not be stopping there. Unless I break down, then all bets are off. But we're going a little camping. We have a mission. Mm-hmm. Our mission And I believe you bought the man a t-shirt, didn't you?
I did.
We're going to give, we're on a mission to go meet Mr. Grady Judd.
Yes,
Sheriff Grady Judd.
Sheriff Judd.
From Polk County. And try to convince him to call in one night to be on the podcast.
I've got the business cards ready to give him.
All right. That's all I got. I have lots of stories, but for time's sake, I'm not, they're not good. They're just random shit.
They weren't as good as my Walmart story.
No, that was a horrible story, Joe. But I sense your empathy. I empathize with your endeavor, although I do find no pity in you because I've told you don't call the effing Walmart.
Okay.
So today, Joel, today, since about two-ish maybe, I've been enjoying a nice vintage Bacardi.
Really? Vintage Bacardi.
Yep. I think it was maybe January. And yeah. And now we're enjoying a nice Anheuser-Busch Bud Light.
Really?
Yeah.
Bud Light?
Yeah, we're out of mixers. Actually, where are we? Where's my... Do we have cranberry? I'll be right back. So on second thought, that beer wasn't doing too well, so we've switched over to a little bit of Tito's and Sprite tonight since we have no mixers.
Tito's and Sprite. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we enjoyed a nice vintage Bacardi. I think it was January today. A little Coke Zero out on the lanai, a.k.a. patio. And it was a good day. It was a good day.
I sat in front of a computer all day in an office underneath.
Well, good for you, Joel. So let's get into this week's stories, shall we?
Sure, why not?
Story number one, or uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from WCJB.com. Florida man sprayed people with fire extinguisher at the Walmart. You're an ass. You're an ass.
You're an ass. You have to have a theme.
You're an ass. I don't even know what this town is. Dunellian?
Dunellian? Dunellian?
Dunellian?
Yep.
If I had to say real fast, that's
Dunellian.
Yeah. All right, a man from somewhere pronounced Dunellian, was arrested Tuesday morning after the police said he sprayed two people with a fire extinguisher at a Gainesville Walmart. According to the police report, David Atkinson?
I don't think there's an N in there. I think it's just Atkinson.
Atkinson, age 33, went into the Walmart on Northeast 12th Avenue and grabbed a fire extinguisher near the garden section.
And Greg is spelled with two G's at the end, so you know he's an asshole.
Atkinson started breaking windows, doors, and anti-theft devices totaling over $10,000 in damage at the Walmart.
Damn.
The report also said he sprayed two people with fire extinguishers and then grabbed two packs of cigarettes and left the store.
Wow.
Classy people at the Walmart.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, he attempted to run away when he was ordered to stop. Atkinson was charged with battery, petty theft, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, and interfering with firefighter equipment. We've never had that before.
Is a fire extinguisher really firefighter equipment? I mean,
If it's on public at the Walmart, I guess it is.
I mean,
interfering.
I'm not a firefighter, but
with firefighter equipment.
I don't think that one will stick.
He was booked at the Alachua County Jail with no bond currently set. So let's recap this. A. Why are the fire extinguishers near the lawn and garden section?
You would think they have a hose.
They should be over. Well, wait a minute now.
No, if it's a business, they have to have them every like so.
Oh,
many
these
feet.
Were they were so these were not these were not.
Fire
for
extinguishers
purchase.
On sale. They were actually.
Oh, for the store. Oh, right. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, they have to have them every, like, what is it, 50 feet?
Otherwise,
or something?
They should have been at the hardware section, not
yes.
near
or the home kitchen area.
Yes. Did it say why he sprayed two people?
Does not. But I got to say, Saturday night when I was at the Walmart, I had a couple people in mind. That could have been me.
Fair enough.
All right, story number two. Florida man gets naked to escape DeLand store ribeyes fall out of his pants. At least it wasn't a T-bone. From the Daytona Beach News Journal, a Florida man trying to get away from a DeLand store, stripped naked and shoplifted steaks, tumbled out of his pants, police said. Police found Stefan Short, age 28, of DeLand, running out of the store in the buff. And when he refused to stop, officers shot him with a taser, the report states.
That's a bad day.
Oh, just wait.
That's a bad day.
The incident occurred around 7:19 p.m. Friday at the Save-A-Lot on North Woodland Boulevard, DeLand police said. Officers were dispatched to the store and told that Short was being pinned to the ground by a manager and a civilian, but that he was fighting them, the report said. Witnesses reported to police that in an attempt to get away, Short wriggled out of his clothes. Police said that Short stole four packs of ribeye steaks valued at $41.24.
Wait, all right, so that's four packs of ribeye steaks for $41. That's just over $10 a piece.
Yeah, about $10.50 a piece.
Is that a good price for ribeyes? That's a good price.
And it depends on how many are in the pack.
It didn't say, does it?
No. But Short was charged with resisting an officer without violence, resisting a store employee while committing a theft, and first-degree petty theft. He remained held without bail Monday at the Volusia County Branch Jail. An officer arriving at the store saw coupon books and packs of meat scattered on the store's floor and a naked Short running, a report states. The store manager reported that Short was a regular shoplifter at the store, and when other shoppers reported they saw him stuffing meat in his pants, the manager stopped him, investigators.
Short, you almost can't eat that after that.
No, pretty much not. Short was taken to the hospital after it was discovered that a taser prong stuck
him
in the genitals.
They got him right in the nutsack. Tased in the ball sack. He got tased in the nut sack. Mm.
See, if he would have kept the meat in the pants,
he got tased in the nutsack. Or the dick. It didn't say which.
Mm. Either one.
And they sent him to the hospital because he had the damn prong stuck in his dick.
You know they had the intern going with the...
I'm out!
The intern was the one that had to go in with the forceps and remove that prong.
Oh, my God. That's a bad day.
You know, again, you know, he had good taste in meat, though.
Oh, my God.
If you're stealing the meat, I would have gone for...
No, I would have gone... Filet. Filet. Mm. Bacon wrap filet.
I'm a T-bone.
I like a T-bone.
I like the bone in.
I like T-bone. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, I don't know how we top that one after you get tased in the ball sack. But here we go. We're gonna try. Story number three comes to us from Newsweek.
As we pretty much see every week these days.
Drunk Florida woman punched out glass window after boyfriend refused her sexual advances.
Are there many windows that aren't glass these days for her to punch out?
I don't think I've ever seen a window that wasn't glass.
Plexiglass, but still, I mean, you can't punch that out.
So she was horny and couldn't get satisfaction.
She needed to go steal some meat from the Save-A-Lot.
A Florida woman went on a furious, drunken rampage after her boyfriend rejected her sexual advances, allegedly punching out a window before violently attacking him. According to a police affidavit,
she had an itch that needed to be scratched.
Rebecca Lynn.
You've had this name before.
Did I fuck it up that time?
I don't recall.
Duarte?
Close enough.
Suck it, Matt from Washington State. I got that one right. Was arrested for domestic battery late Sunday night in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The 23-year-old woman had allegedly exploded in rage. Exploded, I say, after her boyfriend refused her demand of sex after the couple returned home from a trip to a bowling alley.
Well, his fingers were, you know, probably sore from being stuck in holes already.
I guess it was all the pins that she saw that just...
Yeah, just...
Those firm, tall pins. All 10 of them.
Maybe he was feeling a little...
The girth, maybe just...
He might have been just feeling a little inadequate.
You can't compete with a bowling pin.
No.
Most people can't. I'm just saying. The victim said that once they arrived home, she wanted to have sexual intercourse with the victim. Wrote an unnamed officer in the arrest affidavit. The victim refused, at which point a verbal argument began. The victim said that she went outside of the residence to avoid her, and she followed.
Oh, come on. Let him walk away.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You don't follow him.
Nope. Nope. Not on my watch. Once outside, her hostility reached a fever pitch as she allegedly punched out the glass windows at the front of the home. Then she moved to unleash her anger on her boyfriend. She approached the victim and started to punch the victim, the affidavit said. He said he pushed her off in self-defense.
So she was on him.
The boyfriend walked to a neighbor's house shortly after the alleged attack. Alleged attack. The officer noted the smell of alcohol on the man's breath.
Oh, maybe he had whiskey dick and he couldn't get up.
It happens. Come on, Joel.
I'm just speculating. There's not anywhere in this. I'm just making assumptions based on the facts.
Duarte also left the residence after the incident for an unspecified second location, where the inebriated woman was confronted by the officer.
So he tracked her ass down.
She was found to have, quote, multiple superficial cuts to her hands and feet.
Did she kick out the window, too, or did she just break the glass and step in it?
Quote, I asked her what happened, at which point she was unable to provide a statement. She was highly, highly intoxicated. She could not walk without assistance, explained the officer. I could smell a strong odor of alcoholic beverage emitting from her person. Like her whole body stunk of
reeked.
Liquor? Reeked of she reeked. Was, that's a good word. That's a good word, Joel.
Thank you.
Reeked of whiskey. Of alcohol. Alcohol. She was unable to provide a consistent story of events of what happened. She kept saying, quote, I want to call my mom.
Really?
She wants her mama.
She's what, 23, 22?
Her injuries 23. To her hand are consistent with punching the glass windows, the officer added. I found her to be the primary aggressor. Duarte was placed into custody and transported to St. Lucie County Jail.
You ever punch out a window?
Let me think. Not on purpose. Not on purpose. I don't even think I've ever done it on purpose.
I have done it accidentally. I was knocking a little too
aggressively on a booty call. And
No. I was probably...
You were banging on the glass a little too hard. Like,
no, my brother pissed,
Delilah.
My brother would piss
Delilah.
Me off and he knocked me and locked me out
Delilah.
Of the house when I was a little kid. Delilah. Are there people named Delilah still these days?
I don't know. I couldn't pull Juliet at the time.
Juliet?
Oh, she was arrested despite the boyfriend telling police he did not want to get her into trouble, refusing to press charges or cooperating by signing paperwork or allowing officers to take pictures of his injuries.
That's he doesn't want to get his ass kicked again.
Nope.
That's the problem.
Nope. Similar incidents. He didn't want to ruin a steady booty call. That's what he wanted.
And you know.
He wasn't able right then.
When it's crazy, it's better.
There were no looks over to the intern, I can attest. Similar incidents have led to greater violence. A different Florida woman allegedly punched, headbutted, and then stabbed her boyfriend in July in 2019 after she said that he was too tired to have sex.
We covered that one last year.
She is to be arraigned on misdemeanor charges on February the 20th. She just wanted a little cock.
Or a big one. Oh, I got a new t-shirt that I'm going to wear camping. It's a good t-shirt. You'll see it.
What, I got a little cock? What?
No. You'll see it.
All right, now it's time for the Florida Man.
Food Fight. This week, our Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from Fox News. Florida man arrested after taking upskirt photo of a teen waiting in line at Chipotle.
Oh, boy.
Florida man was arrested Wednesday after he was caught on surveillance using his cell phone to record under the clothing of a teen victim waiting in line at a Chipotle last month, police said.
How do you do that inconspicuously? I mean, he just took his phone and, like, stuck it under her skirt?
Basically, yeah. She was standing in front of him. He's just like,
how do you do it?
Michael Benson, age 48, was arrested.
48?
Yeah.
Oh, you dirty old bastard.
And charged with one count of video voyeurism. That's a new count. New crime.
Video voyeurism.
Yes. Video voyeurism involving a person 19 or older after the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office identified him as the suspect in the video. So, doing a little math here, the victim is a teen, but the count is a person 19 or older. So she must be a 19-year-old teen. Barely legal. But not legal to take an upskirt.
Did you see where they, I saw a thing pop up on one of the news feeds today where there was a group that is, I think, in Sacramento. They're all up in arms at the public library because, it, in case you haven't kept up with the news recently, Pornhub has turned into a monster of money and power.
Okay. I have not kept up with that. But I did notice that I did see on the news that on Valentine's Day, they opened up their premium service to anybody for free that day.
Really? I missed that. Anyway.
Well, I don't know if you celebrated Valentine's Day, but you...
No, it's the abomination of all holidays. I refuse to... No. So, the point being that they're all up in arms that somebody... So, Pornhub, you can take amateur videos and upload them to the Pornhub site, and they got... somebody decided to do one at the public library.
Recorded it?
Yeah.
They filmed themselves having sex in the library.
In the library.
And you could figure out which library it was.
It was Sacramento, yeah.
Nice.
Classy, right?
Yep.
So, that's not as... That's a little bit more brazen than Chipotle.
Yeah.
Because actually sex was involved.
Yeah.
This was just being a dirty...
It was consensual in the video.
So, I'm going to break off for a moment here. I just got an alert.
Uh-huh.
So, I have some music equipment for sale. I put it on the Facebook and on Craigslist.
Oh. Craigslist, I would say, is the Walmart of...
I sell a lot of stuff on Craigslist. However...
Yeah, Walmart sells a lot.
This is in... He replies to the group. He replies to...
In Facebook.
In Spanish.
Does it have the little translate button on it?
No.
Inglés, por favor.
Singe disponible? I think that means, is it still available?
Let me see.
Is that what that means?
I have no idea. I don't recognize either one of those words from my 3 years of Spanish in high school.
All of my post...
is in English.
Descriptions. Everything is in English. And he replies...
in Spanish. Maybe he doesn't know English.
No español, señor. No offense. I wish I knew Spanish.
Yeah, me too.
But the only Spanish I know is dos cervezas, por favor. I need two beers. Dos cervezas, por favor, baños. I need two beers in the bathroom. Where are they at? Dos cervezas,
por... Not in the same place.
Yeah. Dos cervezas, por favor.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moving on.
All right, well, So, getting back to this upskirt, a video released by police appears to show Benson quickly reach with his phone under what appeared to be the dress of an unsuspecting woman waiting in line at a Chipotle on January 20th. Benson's phone can be seen turning on and off. Management described Benson as, quote, visiting the establishment several times a week for the last 5 years, unquote, according to police. The victim was 19. Benson was released early Thursday morning after posting a $2,000 bond. It was not immediately clear when he would be due back in court.
I don't understand that.
No.
You know, there's not, and again, I get the voyeurism. I get it. All right. But I don't understand non-consensual.
Right.
What are you getting? She's got, odds are.
Oh, she'll never know.
75%. She's got underwear on. What are you going to look up her butt? You see her underwear? What?
Don't know. And
why?
And if she's 19, that's close enough. You don't know that she's not 16 or even 15.
I don't get it. That's some sick motherfucker. I don't understand.
Especially if you're going to the same Chipotle several times a week for 5 years. They know who
they
you
know
are.
You are. I don't understand. What you thought you were going to accomplish, or what? Oh,
okay, guess what? I got some upskirt video of some girl at Chipotle.
No shit. She's wearing a dress and underwear. Big whoop. You can go home and get your rocks off on that.
You're going to get caught. You're going to get caught.
I don't understand.
Stupid.
Now, I'm not saying. Never mind. No.
Now, if she knows about it,
and she's into it.
She
bent her ass over and she hiked up her skirt a little bit and there were no panty lines, that's a whole different story. However.
And she showed you her ID to show you that she was 19.
Yeah, that's a different story.
And you're in the.
Then I want to see the video.
And you're in the Sacramento library,
then that's a whole different ballgame. But no, this is just fucking creepy.
All right.
Dirty old bastard.
On a better story, we're going to fill in the blank now.
All right. I got it this week.
All right.
I got it. I know I got it.
All right.
I got it. I'm on it. Hit me.
Florida man gives his wife a Valentine's Day gift she will never forget. He named a blank after her.
Star.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
But I like the way you think, because there is a registry of
these items. I know there is.
Items.
And I am a extremely amateur astrologist.
Astrologist or astronomer?
Astronomer. That's what I meant to say, Joe. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So he named a blank after her. He named a
shit
drink.
Incorrect. Would you like a hint?
Sure.
Okay. This is something that you may encounter that will probably scare you if you do.
He named an alien after her. I'd be scared to fuck if I saw an alien.
No, it is not an alien because
it's not?
They don't actually have a registry of aliens yet.
Oh.
Seeing as how they haven't actually been caught, but they do track sharks.
Sharks?
Sharks. A Florida man has most of us beat.
Alien's a lot better than shark.
Well, I mean.
Asteroid would have been good. I should have said asteroid.
Asteroid would have been good, too, but you don't really get scared if you see an asteroid or a comet.
What? Who said she was scared?
I did. That was your hint.
This is bullshit, Joel.
Jim Cochi of Vieira named a
Jim
shark.
Jim Cochi? No. No. He was a. That was Jim Croce.
That was Jim Croce. Yeah. Anyway, Jim Cochi named a shark after his wife, Colleen. How did you say Happy Valentine's Day to your significant other this year?
We served it. How did we do it? We had we were in a smoky.
I thought you didn't participate.
I don't. We were in a cigar-filled bar downtown, running sound for a band. Had a blast. Was that Friday night? Friday night. Well, Friday night was adequate. Saturday night was fantastic.
I'm getting a wishy-washy hand signal from the.
No, I mean from a sound, from the production. We had a good night. It was the Saturday was much better than Friday. However, the downside of all of that, Friday night is downtown Fort Myers. Okay. Nowhere to park. Ducked into an alley, threw all the shit out of the trailer, set up that day for Friday. Good show. Not great. Good show Friday. I wasn't my best. Saturday, we go back to early to adjust some things to make it better for the next night. Oh no. The Edison Parade of Lights is Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot get close to downtown Fort Myers.
Nope. You got to park 7 or 8 blocks away and walk.
10 minutes walk away, we finally got over to the place and was able to fix as best we could for the show for the next night. Couldn't leave.
Okay.
So we stayed there and found a little restaurant to have some dinner. The band comes in. We had a great show. Great show Saturday night. Great show. And 2 o'clock in the morning, we don't have the trailer, so I can't get all my stuff out. So I asked the owner, I already asked him before, I said, can we just leave the stuff here and I'll come get it Sunday? Sure. Now, that's the third night. My equipment has been in this
cigar bar.
We finally get back down there early Sunday morning to go get my stuff. Can I get my stuff? Oh, no. Now there's a car show.
Oh, Jesus.
Every street's blocked off for the car show. Can't get even close. Leave. Come back. Said, let's just come back to the house. We'll watch the Daytona 500 for a little bit. Rained out. So this day is effed from the beginning. So then 4 o'clock comes. So let's just, the damn race has rained out. Let's just go back. Let's go. The thing ends at 3. Let's see if we can get back down. Get back down there. Finally, we can get close to it. Everybody's pulling out. So we duck into a parking area. Load everything up. So all of my equipment, sound equipment, has been in there for 3 days in this cigar bar.
Collecting smoke.
It reeks in my trailer and in the studio now of all the equipment I've had to pull back in.
Nice. Is that why the garage door was open when I got here earlier?
Was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be. Is it closed now? It wasn't supposed to be. Okay. Sorry. But no, I've had the fan blowing in. I've had everything has been full of smoke for 3 days now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So we spent our Valentine's Day at a cigar bar. Listening to one of my favorite Fort Myers bands.
All right. Well, Mr. Cochi, on Tuesday, he and 10 other divers were on a group charter with Walker's Dive Charters out of Riviera Beach. On their second dive of the day, the divers were able to enjoy a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, an encounter with a large great white shark.
Where was this?
This was off Riviera Beach.
Is that East Coast?
East Coast, yeah. It appeared out of the dark blue haze like an apparition, and it was massive, Cochi told TC Palm on Wednesday. Cochi said the shark swam away before anyone could really get any images of it, but as luck would have it, it came back to give the divers another look. This time, Cochi had his video camera.
Is it really luck? Is it really luck that the great white comes back?
Well, if you want to get good footage of it, yeah.
The man-eating top of the food chain in the ocean.
Well, if you're not chumming, he's not going to be in a feeding frenzy.
Is it? Do you see Jaws? Did you watch Jaws?
Did you think Jaws was a documentary?
What?
That shark was a mechanical facsimile.
What are we talking about here, Joe?
The shark was a robot.
It wasn't real?
No.
Get out of here, Willis. What are you talking about, Willis?
You should go watch a making of Jaws documentary.
Look, I watch Shark Week every week religiously for 20-something years, however long it's been on. They are not nice critters. Just saying.
No, but they're not the
and frenzy. Megalodon, do you see that one?
Yeah, that horrendous piece of shit. That was also a fake.
What?
That was all CGI.
What?
Shark wasn't real. Didn't you see Back to the Future 2? Shark still looks fake. Anyway.
I don't... what are you talking about? So you're saying that none of that was real?
Well, it was scripted.
Oh.
Anyway, the team from the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries Shark Research Program, that's a freaking mouthful of a business name.
I don't care right now, Joel. You're saying that the megalodon's not real?
No, I'm saying that there isn't one alive now. They're extinct.
But they had it on Discovery Channel.
And Discovery Channel got a lot of shit for that, too, because they made it sound like it was real. Because they duped idiots into thinking there was...
Idiots? Idiots?
Well, yeah.
Idiots?
Yeah. There's a bunch of idiots thought that was real.
I thought it was real, Joel!
Idiots and you. Anyway, the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries Shark Research Program was notified of the sighting, and immediately the team began working through its database of more than 120 known white sharks to see if the shark was one that the program knew. Turns out it wasn't. So Thursday, the program contacted Cochi and gave him the honor of naming that shark for its database. Cochi chose to name it after his wife and best friend of the past 37 years, Colleen. I'm going to skip the rest of this because it's just lovey-dovey bullshit. And of course, his wife was just so happy that she had a shark named after her. Now, how would you like to be this shark?
You've crushed my dreams. I'm not speaking to you right now.
It might have been a male shark, is what I'm saying.
I'm not speaking to you right now.
Now his name's Colleen.
Jaws, you're telling me right now Jaws was fake and Megalodon doesn't exist. So completely ruined my whole fucking night, all right?
I'm not saying Megalodon doesn't exist. I'm saying it is extinct. They used to exist.
You just ruined it. It's like a spoiler alert. You ruined the whole thing. Next you're going to tell me the Dukes of Hazzard wasn't real in Hazzard County.
Pretty sure there isn't a Hazzard County either.
What?
That could have been made up, but let me just look.
No.
It was Georgia, right?
Yes.
Sorry, Phil.
What?
Hazzard County, Georgia, a fictional county in the TV series The Dukes of Hazzard.
You know what? This is the equivalent of telling the children that the Easter Bunny doesn't exist. There's no Hazzard County, Georgia?
No.
All right, I'm done with this podcast. I'm not reading anymore. I'm done with you. This is over.
We got one more story, Phil.
You've crushed my hopes and dreams and ruined life in general.
On the good side, there's no more Walmart stories.
All right, I'm in. Son of a bitch. All right, we're going to get through this one, and then we got to talk afterwards. Story number 5 comes to us from mynbc15.com. Florida man pretends to be part of Wu-Tang Clan. Feds charge him with fraud. A Florida man is amongst two men that have been charged with using fraudulent and stolen credit cards to steal from hotels and limousine company after pretending to be part of the Wu-Tang Clan. They got to be 75 now? Ish?
No, 50s. But, I mean, I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
I know. Aaron.
The only one I know is Old Dirty Bastard, and he's dead.
Well, then you don't know him, right?
Well, that's the only one
you
I can pick up.
Him. You passed. You
well,
knew
I still
him.
Know. What he looks like, looked like.
Aaron Barnes Burpo, B-U-R-P-O, Burpo?
Burpo.
How? Age 28 of Crestview, Florida.
I'd hyphenate my last name, too, if my last name was Burpo.
Burpo. And Walker Washington, age 51, who is listed as homeless, are charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, said Bobby L. Christine, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia.
Which does not include Hazzard County.
Next, you're going to tell me Bo and Luke don't actually exist. The complaint alleges...
Tom Wopat, John Schneider, they actually exist.
And Roscoe wasn't a real dog. That's what we're going with.
Roscoe, no, Roscoe wasn't a dog. He was the deputy.
What was the dog's name? Roscoe Picotrain. Roscoe was the shepherdy. What shepherdy? was the sheriff. What was the dog's name?
I don't remember.
God dog it.
Enos was the other deputy.
No, yeah, Enos was it.
Then there was Crazy Cooter, who was the mechanic.
Flash.
The dog never moved.
Damn it. I love that show. I remember where I was the night it debuted.
Yep.
Do you, Joel?
Where were you?
My grandmother's house. Okay. I'll spend the night at my grandmother's house. Who sang the theme song?
Oh, that was Waylon Jennings.
It was Waylon. And I did not get to see Waylon before he passed. I did not get to see Johnny before he passed.
But you're getting to see Willie.
I saw Merle Haggard, and I saw Chris Christopherson of the Highwaymen.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was. And I get to see Willie this weekend. We're going Thursday to see Willie, my man. Thursday at the arena here in Fort Myers, Florida. Mm-hmm. The man, the myth, the legend, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Did I do it with that type of?
Pretty much.
Shit. I had too much Bacardi today.
All right. You want to tell us what Barnes Burpo and Mr. Washington did?
The complaint alleges Barnes and Burpo and Washington organized a group of men and women who pretended to be with the Rock Nation production company and the hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. They then stole credit card. They then used stolen credit cards to rent luxury limousines.
Not those low-class limousines. The luxury
including ones. A Rolls Royce.
Ooh, fancy.
And defraudulated hotels of thousands of dollars in goods and services in cities including Atlanta, Macon, and Nashville, reports say. The scam unraveled when the staff at the Fairfield Inn in Augusta became suspicious and alerted authorities, according to reports.
I don't think the Wu-Tang Clan stays at the Fairfield Inn.
Not the Fairfield. They're more of the...
They're more Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
No.
Motel 6.
Nah.
Keep the light on for you.
Wu-Tang.
The FBI would like to...
They sold one of their albums.
What?
They one of their albums they made exactly one copy of it. And they sold it for like over $1 million for the one copy of that album. And that... Douche nozzle farmer bro Martin Shkreli was the one that bought it.
Who?
Farmer bro? That
farmer bro?
Farmer bro.
Farmer bro. What's a farmer?
Pharma bro.
What's a farmer bro?
Not a farmer bro, a pharma bro. Like pharmaceutical.
Pharma.
He was the guy that, bought
that,
the
that jacked up the prices and all that shit.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. That's in prison now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The FBI would like to thank the staff of the Fairfield Inn in Augusta for their awareness that helped end the run of these alleged fraudsters, said Chris Hacker, special agent in charge of FBI Atlanta. The arrest should serve as a warning that no matter how elaborate fraud schemes are, the FBI is determined to protect American citizens who fall victim to them.
Well, who was the victim other than the credit card companies?
And that's pretty much it, yeah. The case is being investigated by the FBI and the Richmond County Sheriff's Office and being prosecuted for the United States by Assistant Attorney, U.S. Attorney, Patricia Rhodes. My microphone is dangling, and it's bothering me.
You don't like things dangling in
your
face?
I don't like dangly stuff in front of me, and I can't get fixed. I'm very uncomfortable tonight. I don't know why.
Our final story tonight from the New York Post. Florida man pulls over officer to ask for directions and gets busted for a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
An alleged drunken Florida man initially declined a breathalyzer test, telling a deputy sheriff on Sunday, "You didn't pull me over, I pulled you over," a report said. Juan Zamora, age 63, gave this puzzling response after flashing his headlights at a Marion County Sheriff's deputy squad car in Ocala in order to ask for directions to an auto parts store. The arrest report said.
Stead?
Shut up. The deputy stopped and smelled alcohol coming from Zamora as he asked the question. The driver, who had a 15-year-old passenger, also had bloodshot eyes, the deputy noticed. Zamora allegedly admitted to downing two shots of bourbon earlier that day, according to the Ocala Star-Banner.
It was just a starter.
Yeah, when he finally took the breathalyzer test, he failed, registering above Florida's 0.8 legal limit, the report said. Authorities later found a bottle of whiskey in his car and a white substance, which field test positive for cocaine in Zamora's shirt sleeve.
Yeah, it's a bad day.
Yep, he was charged with DUI and cocaine possession. Have you looked at the mugshot, Phil?
I have not.
You need to do that.
I'm going to click on this. I'm going to right click and I'm going to open link URL. And it came up Dukes of Hazzard dog, which is Flash. And let's try that.
Actually, did you see him?
Open link. Here we go. Oh, I got it this time. All right. Oh, that's a man.
That's a dude. He's got a little hair on his face, but
where?
Not on his upper lip. A little
damn
bit.
Damn. That's a little ugly. Scraggly. Look, I ain't one. I know I'm not the prettiest man in the world, but that's an ugly motherfucker right there. That's an ugly man.
Yeah.
And that's a damn ugly man.
If you're drunk, if you've had a couple.
Oh, that's an ugly man. I ain't gonna lie. That's an ugly
this
man.
Is, you know, he's on, a, this is on his bad day, on his worst day, really. But if you're drunk, if you've got a little bit of cocaine rolled up in your shirt sleeve, don't flash your lights at the cop to get him to stop and talk to you.
That's just dumb.
Ask somebody else.
What was wrong with his car?
Nothing was wrong with his car. He was just lost. He couldn't find the auto parts store. So he flashed the lights at the cop to get the cop.
Well, why did he need to go to the auto parts store? Because something had to be wrong with his car.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe he needed an air freshener.
That's true. I like the little pine tree ones. I
get the black ice.
Do you like that? I got the black ice. That's nice. That's nice. Hides a weed.
I just bought it when I got those when I was driving for Uber because some passengers.
I don't smoke weed. I was just joking. Stinky. That was a joke.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes. Or at floridamanpodcast.com/subscribe.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
For updates about the show, like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
And to suggest a story for us to cover on this show or the quickie episode, just send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is in the show notes. Or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally. At the Tampa tier, Allison, Joaquin, David, Roxanne, Stephanie, Colin, Kurt. Nope.
Really?
Colin, One Foot in the Grave podcast, Kat, Michael D, and Michael M. His name was on the line below, and my eyes shook. At the Tallahassee tier, Tony, Kurt, Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo.
Paradise After Dark podcast, Nicole, McKenna, Matt, Taya, JP, and Matthew from Washington State.
My man.
At the Daytona tier, Kim, Katie, and Jessica. At the Orlando tier, Steve and Danielle. And at the Miami tier, the Space Coasties and Travis.
I gotta talk to Steve.
Yeah, you were.
Where's our table at? He was supposed to make us a Florida man table.
I'm assuming that it's at Steve's house.
This week, our Patreon bonus story is about a Ponzi scheme involving a yacht. Strippers,
yacht.
Huh?
Yacht.
What?
Yacht.
A yacht, strippers, and marijuana, and you can only hear it if you are one of the Patreon subscribers. This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a party in the Wu-Tang Clan's hotel room.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my ass.
Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
He got teeth in the ball sack.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC, all rights reserved.